This is 101.1 FM WBRU-LP, WFOO-LP, WVVX-LP Providence. It's about 7 o'clock on a Friday evening, and you are listening to The Beat Surrender. All right. Welcome back, friends, to another grand episode of the Beat Surrender. This is Season 7, Episode 7. Yeah, a 7 and 7. Popular drink in the 70s. Yeah, I remember Tony Manero ordering one at the disco in Saturday Night Fever. Yeah, him and Double J and Bobby C getting ready to tear up the dance floor. Yeah, I probably liked that movie more than I should have. All right. Hey, despite my nostalgia for a subpar whiskey highball and a questionable movie, that will not dilute my vigor to bring you the best in classic punk, post-punk, proto-punk, cow-punk, power pop, garage rock, alt-country, ska, new wave, and even a taste of some of the new stuff that speaks to the old stuff. All right, on tonight's show, we have new music from Buffalo Tom. We have the latest edition of This Week in Punk Rock History, and we have a neighborhood full of classic jams, just like this one.
Check your pulse. I don't want nobody else.
101.1 FM. You are tuned to the Beat Surrender. And that was Devo rounding out a set of songs from 1978. Yeah, great year for music. That was when punk rock started fading out a little and post-punk began its emergence. And I think Devo was one of those bands leading the post-punk charge. Yeah, from Devo's brilliant debut album. Question, are we not men? Answer, we are Devo. We heard the third single from the album, Come Back, Johnny, which would also find its way onto the Rock and Roll High School Movie soundtrack the following year. Yeah, starring those brothers from Queens, the Ramones. All right. Now, that Devo album was produced by Brian Eno, who also had a hand in producing Talking Heads' second album, More Songs About Buildings and Food. Yeah, Mr. Eno was a busy man in 1978. And from that album, we heard the lead-off track, Thank You for Sending Me an Angel. All right. X-Ray Specs before that, led by the immortal Polystyrene, from their debut album, Germ-Free Adolescence, which some have deemed one of British punk's strongest albums. Yeah, and we heard The Day the World Turned Dayglow. All right. And yeah, give me some punk rock with a saxophone, and you've got me in the palm of your hand. All right. And we kicked off the show with Elvis Costello and the Attractions, as we should have, since it is one of the best albums released in 1978. Yeah, I'm talking about Elvis's second album and first with the Attractions, this year's model. And we heard the first single, I Don't Want to Go to Chelsea. All right. Hey, good stuff right there. And we'll play a few other songs from 1978 later in the show. But now, let us turn to some new music. All right. Buffalo Tom will be releasing a new album in May of this year called Jump Rope on Scrawny Records. It will be their 10th studio album and first since 2018's Quiet in Peace. Yeah. On the origins of the album, frontman Bill Janovitz had this to say. Quote, I think most of this new Buffalo Tom album, Jump Rope, was written during the pandemic years. Chris Colburn and I would send out songs we had written, and as usual, they were recorded mostly with acoustic guitars. When we were finally safe to be back in the rehearsal room together, we had decided to work on the songs with a quiet and acoustic foundation, with the intention of making a record that more or less stayed in that vibe. All right. Well, based on the first two singles, I am digging that vibe. Yeah. So let's hear the most recent single, just released a few weeks ago. It's called New Girl Singing. All right, ladies and germs, stomp your hands, clap your feet for some new Buffalo Tom.
Talking about a new girl singing,
a new girl.
I say to the dollars, there is but one concern. I have just discovered some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. As Antony said to Cleopatra, as he opened a crater veil, oh, I said, some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls are bigger than others. Some girls' mothers are bigger than other girls' mothers.
1.1 FM, Brown Student and Community Radio. This is the Beat Surrender, and we started that set with some brand new Buffalo Tom from their forthcoming album, Jump Rope, due out on Scrawny Records in May. We heard the latest single, New Girl Singing. And from there, it was all about the girls, yeah. The Smiths sharpened their powers of observation and discovered that, hey, some girls are bigger than others, yeah. That was from their third studio album, The Queen is Dead, from 1986. The Only Ones followed with their classic, Another Girl, Another Planet, from their self-titled debut from 1978. Yes, tonight's spotlight year. Now that song is by far their best-known song and has been widely praised over the years, with AllMusic describing it as, quote, arguably the greatest rock single ever recorded. Wow, high praise indeed. All right. Graham Parker closed things out with Local Girls, from what many believe is his greatest album, Squeezing Out Sparks from 1979. And I just may have to concur with those astute opinions. All right. Now, Mr. Parker is actually going to be in town next week on April 10th at the Met in Pawtucket. Yeah. Looks like he's doing a little solo tour in April, taking him from the East Coast into the Midwest. Check GrahamParker.net for the latest tour dates near you. And our own Mark Cutler, he of the Schemers and Rain Dogs, will be opening the show at the Met, which is very cool indeed. All right. Yeah, I may need to check this one out. All right. All right. You know what time it is. It is time for this week in punk rock history. And this week, we are going back to April 8th, 1977. The Clash take an important step in their career with the release of their self-titled debut album. Now, although they signed a worldwide deal, CBS America has refused to issue the album, feeling it was too crudely produced and wouldn't sell in the States. Song titles include I'm So Bored with the USA, Hate and War, London's Burning, and Police and Thieves, among others. There's also a new version of White Riot, which, without the sirens, that start the 45. The 14 songs capture most of the songs from their live shows and is well praised in the music press. The photo on the front cover shows only three members of the group. That's because their drummer, Terry Chimes, listed as Tory Crimes on the jacket, quit the group last year and was only sitting in for the album sessions. They are still looking for a suitable replacement. All right. The reverse of the sleeve is a photo of the Notting Hill Carnival riots of August 30th of last year, which inspired the song White Riot, and it will also serve as a graphic backdrop for their live shows. In a recent review for the New Musical Express, Tony Parsons says that, quote, Jones and Strummer write with graphic perception about contemporary Great British urban reality as though it's suffocating them. Their songs don't lie. The Clash have made an album that consists of some of the most exciting rock and roll in contemporary music.
My life. garage band.
Oh.
We come from garage land.
Great new singers!
1.1 FM, you are listening to The Beat Surrender. And we started that set with The Clash from their magnificent self-titled debut album from 1977. And we heard Garage Land. Yeah, maybe my favorite Clash song. Who knows? Yeah, I say that after every Clash song I play. So, well, from the garage, we entered the home. And then explored some other parts of the house. All right. Public Image Limited took us home from their fifth studio album called Album from 1986. Yeah, this is the album that John Lydon used session musicians as his backing band. Yeah, his bands from the early PIL days had, you know, pretty much deteriorated. So he turned to producer Bill Laswell, who put together a group of musicians that included Ginger Baker of Cream fame on drums, yeah, and Stevie Vai on guitar, who would also play with David Lee Roth and Whitesnake. So yeah, perfect fit, right? But you know what? I think it's one of the best PIL albums. Yeah, all right. English Beat followed with Mirror in the Bathroom from their brilliant debut, I Just Can't Stop It, from 1980. And the English Beat were just at the Met Cafe yesterday. Yeah, April 4th. Sorry for the late notice on that one, but yeah, Met Cafe doing some cool stuff as usual. All right. And the Ramones, patron saints of the show, took us down to the basement against our will. Yeah, I don't want to go down to the basement. It's from their self-titled debut album from 1976. Yes, the debut album that eats all other debut albums. All right. All right, hey, let's keep things moving. And how about another song from 1978?
Save a bit of power. He got 50,000 watts in a big acoustic tower. Security's so tight tonight. Oh, they're ready for a tussle. Gotta keep your backstage passes, 'cause your promoter had the muscle.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. In the tall building sit the head of all nations, worthy men from Spain and Siam. All day discussions with the Russians, but they still wanna hit and beat all the plans. Now up jumped the U.S. representative. He's the one with the tight eyes. 747 for him in that condition, flying back from a peacekeeping mission.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes.
But where it's going, no one knows.
And so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes,
and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows. But where it's going, no one knows.
Good, do what you should, and know it'll be alright.
101.1 FM, this is The Beat Surrender, and that was The Feelies with a really great cover of the Velvet Underground, What Goes On, and that was from their third full-length album, Only Life, from 1988, and yeah, The Feelies, along with the Dream Syndicate, and of course The Modern Lovers, proudly carrying the torch for The Velvets, alright, and from What Goes On to So It Goes, which was Nick Lowe's debut solo single released in 1976. It was later included on his great debut album, Jesus of Cool, released in 1978, tonight's spotlight year, yeah. And then the song found another life on the Rock and Roll High School movie soundtrack in 1979. Yeah, that is two songs from that soundtrack tonight. All right, pretty cool. All right, hey. You know what else is pretty cool, if I do say so myself? Our Instagram and Facebook pages. Yeah, we have some good times over there, so I suggest you check them out when you have a little time. All right? All right. Hey, we have reached that time once again when we must wave goodbye. But before we do, let's wish a happy birthday on the way out. Dee Boone of the Minutemen was born on April 1st, 1958. Sadly, as you all know, he died tragically in a car accident back in 1985 at the age of 27. Yeah. But the Minutemen were able to release a bunch of music in that short time, including their magnum opus, Double Nickels on the Dime, released in 1984 on the SST record label. And yeah, the future was bright for the Minutemen after this album came out. So let's hear something from it. And let's listen to This Ain't No Picnic as we close up shop tonight. All right. So until next time, this has been the Beat Surrender on 101.1 FM, WBRULP, WFOOLP, WVVX, LP Providence. Happy birthday, D. Boone. We hardly knew you.